Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. I am live on location. Let me say this, guys. I'm so happy to be here. Life has been not a struggle. Life hasn't been hard. Life hasn't been bad. Life hasn't been angry. But let me say this real quick, y'all. Let's get this right, because this is the Bia Generation Show, and we're live on location tonight. And so I wanted to say this, and I wanted to say this with pride. I wanted to say this with arrogance. I wanted to say this with panache. I wanted to say this with professionalism. I wanted to say this with niceties. But I need y'all to know real quick, I'm going to talk about the Bia generation, which is really millennials, right? That's us, right? We are the generation born from 1981 to 1995. So if you're listening to this, you're going to hear a lot of things, and you're going to hear a lot of issues tonight that is our generation. So if you want to call in and you want to give your input on how people have gotten our generation wrong and fucked up, tonight's show is all about you. So the number is 563-999-3090. But we're not just going to talk about fucked up shit. We're also going to tell y'all about what we're doing and how we're ready to be the leaders, how we're ready to step up to the forefront. Since everybody complained about millennials and what we couldn't do, now we're going to tell you guys what we have done and what we are capable of doing. Because Gen X, no, we're not pushing y'all out the way. We're just letting y'all know y'all are the next to go into that geriatric stage. Baby boomers are already there. Gen X is next, and then we're after you guys. So right now, it's our time to get our leadership on. It's our time to take the reins, because it's our time to show the next two generations coming behind us what they're capable of and what they can do and what they can inspire, because a lot of people have really gotten us fucked. Production manager, I don't know who's on the show with us, so because I haven't even looked at the production studio because I'm out live on location. So whoever's on the show, if we have co-host on, bring them on tonight because we're getting ready to have some fun. All right? Now let me do my normal introduction because we are live on location. So let me tell y'all, sit back, relax. We are good. We have our drinks and smokes provided to us but tonight by Uppity Edibles. So if you are a drinker, drink your drink. I'm not saying whose drink I got. I'm going to just tell y'all that it's a screwdriver, but I'm not going to tell you whose alcohol beverage it is because they didn't pay me for it, so I'm not going to announce them bitches on this show. One thing I believe in, Petey Pablo, he said, I drink Seagram's gin because they paid me for it. So I'm going to tell y'all the same way. I can't be out here announcing all you alcoholic beverage companies. If you guys want me to name your alcohol beverage on this show, you better come give us a sponsorship because we don't give y'all free promo on Big Back and Friends show. We have a production team. You need to go through it. Production manager, do I have anybody with me? Is there anybody with me tonight? Who's with me?
Hey, hey.
Hey, it's Goddess Lee Clean and CJ is in the building. What it do, mama?
Hey there.
Girl, listen, you know you are on the Wild It's Wednesday show. You know we got a lot to get into.
Let's get to it then.
All right, y'all going to hear a lot of noise in the background because when I tell y'all live on location, I am at the corner of somewhere in Broward County. That's all I can tell you. But we had to get it live because the production manager had to be somewhere. I had to be somewhere. We got stuff to do. This is a podcast, baby. We can get you from anywhere. So let's get started. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Hey, did you like that song?
I did.
Okay, so here's the craziest part, right? So when we was talking about setting this show up today with the production manager, we was talking about workout music. And she was like, hey, I like the song Let's Go. And so instantly, of course, because, you know, we're close to the 305, she thought that I was going to instantaneously go to the Trick Daddy version, which, listen, Trick Daddy's version of Let's Go is nice.
It is.
But let me tell y'all something. I am an avid bike rider. And when you are trying to ride a bike and you're trying to have energy, you need Lil Jon. You need Busta Rhymes. You need Ludacris. You need people. You need the Yin Yang Twins. You need people that's going to give you life. Like, if you're going to work out, you need life. Like, I'm sorry. I can't work out and listen to, I can't listen to Luther Vandross while I'm over here trying to ride the bike. Luther going to have you over here in your emotions, in your feelings. You're going to be about to cry. You don't know if you're in love. You want to break up. And I'm not saying that there's anything with people who listen to Luther and work out. But if I'm going to work out, I need something that's going to make me go a little bit. You agree or disagree, mama?
I'm going to have to agree with you there. Luther, that's like what we do in a cool down.
Listen, Luther,
we're
going
to cool down to Luther.
Luther, after you go get that drink and then you get back to the house with whatever you about to cuddle up with. Luther ain't workout. I mean, you can work out. You can work out, but all you're going to be doing
in
is
that category. Nah.
You're going to be doing pelvic thrusts. That's it. You ain't going to be doing nothing else. You're going to be toe touches, calf raises, and pelvic thrusts.
I'm not playing with you today.
That's it. That's all you're doing if you listen to. Can you woo, woo, woo? Listen, if you listen to something like, that's all she's going to say is woo, 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 woo. Shout out to Martin, man. One of the greatest comedians to ever do it, man. I love that brother. He is ultra talented and ultra amazing, man. Shout out to Martin, man. Kalisha, what do we talk about today? If you're not celebrating each other, why are you here?
Agreed. Wholeheartedly.
If you got a beef with somebody, go settle that beef. Y'all can end up being friends. If you got a business idea, sign a non-compete and a non-disclosure and go have a meeting with some people and see if y'all can put some resources together. Black folks, if we stop competing against each other and work together, you'd be surprised what we can get accomplished in a little bit of time.
Right.
We are so busy arguing with people. We are so busy being mad. We have grudges for no reason. We looking at that person and saying, ooh, I'm mad because look at that motherfucker over there. I got that car. And we'd rather go take the car than go ask them, hey, yo, bro, what'd you do to be able to buy that car if you own it? Because I'm trying to pay for one of those in cash. What you do? Not a lease. I don't want somebody to have to come in and co-sign for me. I want to buy it straight out. And how do you do that? And how do you ascertain assets? Because as the B&B generation, a lot of us spend a lot of time being angry. We spend a lot of time being in our emotions. We spend a lot of time telling them, knuck if you buck. We don't give a fuck. We'll punch you in your eye. We got a piece of steel, so we'll give you some peace and steel. But I keep asking y'all. But, Kalisha, this is what I keep asking. What's next?
Well, everybody got a different answer. We should be coming together, but hey.
We could. Listen to what you said. We could be coming together. We could be on one accord. We could be like-minded. We could be working together. We could be best friends. We could be a whole lot of things, but you know what we are doing? We're telling each other how much we can't help them. We're telling each other how much we don't support them. When a person starts a new business, we're telling them that we're not going to be there for them. Ooh, guys, I got something special for y'all before we go to commercial break. Let me. I ain't going to give you her measurements. I'm going to just tell you she's chocolate, she's slender. And at the masquerade ball, she's going to be tying up a lot of people. Y'all, we got Coco in the building. Y'all give it up for Coco.
Hi.
Ooh,
hey,
it got
Coco.
Real, DJ, it got real sexy in here real fast, didn't it?
It did.
It got real sexy real fast. Coco, what you doing? Oh, listen, y'all, I got the heart of Texas in here tonight. I got Midland, Texas, and Killeen, Texas in here tonight. I got the heart of Texas in the building.
Yep.
Yes.
Ooh, the heart of Texas. And it's chocolate. Y'all, I'm so excited. Yep. If y'all don't hear my voice, production manager, please make sure I get the birthdays because I don't have the birthdays queued up in mind yet. So go ahead and start working on that for us. Y'all, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break in a few minutes. But Coco, tell my audience what your specialty is, because it's more than just tying up people. What are your specialties?
Well, personally, I like to play with rope. And putting it on somebody's body to match their personality or however they're feeling, if they're going somewhere, it can also be a comfort thing. But I also don't just do rope. I also do decorations. I mean, pretty much anything that has to do with me being able to do something with my hands, I pretty much do it.
So would it be a safe assumption to say you're handsy?
I am. I'm very handsy.
Ooh. I ain't going to get too excited. I ain't going to get too excited because I don't want to scare the people out of here. Listen, y'all, a lot of the music y'all going to hear tonight as we go in and out of these commercial breaks, a lot of these songs tonight were picked by the production manager. And I'm happy that she really got involved with this tonight because she has a good selection of music. She just has a great selection of music. She has a great selection of music. So this is another production manager request. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Y'all gotta do whatever I say. Y'all gotta do.
Lord, guess who's coming?
get it crunk like me, Timberland. Oh, my nigga Scoop, a.k.a. Fat Man. We guaranteed to make the party people bounce. Fella say, oh, girl say, ah, looking at the cornrows up in the club. Girl, don't be bashful, girl, back it up. Throw it, girl, like it's floating, man. Shake that ass as fast as you can. White girl, shake it like you're burning from a suntan. My dog, grip it, grab it like it was a soda can. What you talking about, holding back? Let me get on the dance floor, drop it like it was a Cadillac. What you talking about, cutting the slack? Girl, girl, you better bend that back. Where my girls roll deep in the club. Can't wait to hit the bottom, get that tub. Where my dogs who got more than 100 bucks. Can't wait to freak one of the big old bugs. Before we start to turn it out, you must learn to crunk out. Before we start to turn it out, you must first begin to
club be gone. We ain't put the album out, niggas got their leak on. I done went up in the club, seen a hoe with a thong. Ain't her good at first, she was singing a song. Shorty rocking Donna, she was pushing and popping. Red bone with a bop, she was stopping and dropping. Girls at the part of the phone when you need be shaking and whopping, shaking and whopping. Yeah, ho, Mag made the song. Y'all niggas still popping and locking. Ain't no phone, and you the white girl. Ain't turbo, rocking the damn curl. Watch Mag, ho, I'ma break it down slow when you get it right, girl. Go for what you know. Stop, drop, get up, slick, freak, rock, wiggle the beat, stop, drop, get up, slick, freak, rock, get off the wall, hands off your balls, yeah, nigga with the dick in your hand trying to ball, boom, boom, shorty, I can show you a dance, girl, won't go twice, you done lost your chance, now yeah, stop a big pun, stop a big pun, drop a big girl, drop a big girl.
If you got the fattest ass on the block, now drop, let a nigga see the coochie pop, now drop, do the snake, do the freak, do the bop, now drop, yo, don't stop, don't stop.
With a cape on his back, pulled up with some gin, hopped out the Cadillac. Mag is chillin', Tim is chillin'. When I get up in this club, I'm making a whole killing. Got no game, but I got big cash. Miss around, I be leaving this club with Stacey Dad. Ain't shoot enough for my Jimmy, got a pick in his shimmy. I'm in the club pullin' over
Tim. I'm a shadow, people, where you at? I'm a Broadway, people, where you at? With my fellas in the back with the Connie at? With my girls who think they got it like that? I'm an independent woman, where you at? I'm a get money dog, where you at? With my girls with the thong, they're shaking the back. If you got the thing alone, nigga, holler back. If you got the fattest ass on the block, now drop. Let a nigga see the coochie pop, now drop. Do the shake, do the swing, do the wop, now drop. Yo, don't stop, don't stop. We're high, down, 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 drop. Wait, slide, 5, 6, 7, now drop. One time, all in together, now drop. Yo, don't stop, don't stop. Show me what you're working with. 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 Hands over.
Listen, 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 listen. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, y'all. If you guys ain't never, and I mean ain't never, and I mean one more time, if you ain't never, ever, 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 get on my level. Now, let me stop. Bring everybody back in. This next segment is brought to you by Goddessly Cleaning out of Killeen, Texas. Actually, they service the entire Texas area. The CEO and the regional manager of Goddessly Cleaning is in the building. Oh, my God, they're on the show with us tonight. Ladies, are y'all in the building?
Hello, hello.
Yes, we are.
Oh, my God. Do we not have two of the most I ain't gonna give them too many adjectives tonight. I don't want them to have to go pull out the stars. You know, we're gonna keep it real simple for them. But we're gonna do Black History as World History tonight, and we're gonna do something a little different, right? So a dear friend of mine this morning made a post this morning, and it was great. So we're gonna go back in history because I'm gonna tell y'all a little story. All right, I told y'all I love going back in history and telling stories. So when I first met this brother, we lived in the same area. Me, him, his brother, his sister, all great friends. We still laugh, communicate all th- three of them with me to this day. But he goes by the name Tank. Christine, I think you know that person very well. He has a brother by the name of Fred. He has a sister by the name of Shamika. We're not gonna go down the list of everybody that's in his family. I just want y'all to know he's a real person, right? And me and Tank have had our wars, good and bad. Like, and don't get me wrong, I don't judge anybody, but me and Tank had our wars. We're the same age. We live near each other. He thinks he's sexier than me. I know I'm sexier than him. You know, it's whatever. But he made a post this morning, and I thought, if we're going to talk about things that I've been telling people that we have to do, is that we have to heal as a people. Tank shared something today on Instagram, and I screenshotted it, and I read it to some people earlier today, but I think it's important that I share this with you, because this is my version of Black history's world history, because here's what we as a society of Black people haven't done. When you go back and you look at things like the Emancipation Proclamation, that didn't make Americans free. That didn't make Black Americans free. The reason why it didn't make Black Americans free is when you go back and you look at something like the Emancipation Proclamation and you go look at all 50 states of the United States, and I encourage you all to do this. Go look at all 50 states of the United States and go look at what the actual date is that they gave Black people their freedom according to their state constitution. And what you will find out across the United States is Juneteenth is a myth. The only reason why we wanted to celebrate Juneteenth is because we wanted to put recognition on Galveston, Texas, which is the very last area in the entire United States to fully give freedom or so-called emancipation to its people with the aid and the assistance of the federal government from the north. That is the last day. So what I said is, if we're going to celebrate the last day that Black folks gained their so-called freedom in the United States, because we can still look at other things like the Compromise of 1877 and other deals that were stricken behind closed doors that didn't even have anything to do with Black people, but they said it's supposed to benefit Black folks, and I still ain't seen it yet. So we're going to go with what they say, because I can't speak for us, but I can speak for they. So here's what Tank posted this morning, and it says, "Ways, he didn't put a color on it, but since my audience is predominantly Black, I'm going to say it's for my Black audience, but I don't care just about the Black audience. This is for everybody. Here are some ways to put yourself first in 2022 without impinging on anybody, without encroaching on anybody, without hurting anyone's feelings, because if you hurt their feelings in doing this list, they probably don't like you anyway, and it's your best bet to probably get as far away from them as you can." You want to hear? Y'all want to hear the list? Y'all ready for it?
Ready. Yeah, let's get to it.
We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 bullet points, roughly nine of them. So if you want to write some of them down, you can. You don't have to do all of them, but I would encourage you to do as many on this list as you can. Number one, number uno, Black folks, you should be doing this on a regular. You should get up every morning and do this. Make a list of your priorities. Notice it didn't say everybody. It didn't say your mama, your daddy, your cat, your dog, your husband, your boyfriend, your cat, your sister, your cousin. It said your, you, I, me, individual. Make it personal. Make a list of your priorities. Number two, learn to say no. N-O. If you struggle with that, walk around and just start saying that to people. Look at their reaction. Be comfortable with their reaction. Laugh at their reaction. Give no fucks about their reaction. But learn to say no. But once you learn to say no in the same sentence, mean it. I can't scream that any louder. Mean it. Don't just say no and go back 5 minutes, 2 days, 3 weeks, 2 months, a year later and be like, you know, guys, I was probably wrong in that. And I, no, if you're going to say no, mean it. Catch up regularly with people who make you happy. I've been doing that a lot recently. I've been reaching out to people. Last night I had a conversation with a person that I haven't had a conversation with since 2009. Check on them. A lot of people have lost people during COVID and all types of things. So check on your people. If they cross your mind, do I ever cross your mind? When they cross your mind, call them, text them, email them, let them know you're thinking about them and see if they're all fucking K. They might not be. And your voice could be the reason that they don't jump off of a cliff today. Okay? This one is one of my personal favorites. Eat healthy, nutritious foods. If you don't know what that is, I can almost guarantee you, if it's fried, it ain't healthy. If it's covered in cheese, it ain't healthy. I'm going to just start right there. If it's fried and covered in cheese, it's definitely not healthy. If the main ingredient is sugar and or salt, it's not healthy. If it comes in a box or a can, it's probably really not healthy when you read the ingredients list. Let's be healthy. I'm not saying that you can't enjoy food, but you shouldn't regularly kill yourself. Now, this one right here, I encourage everyone to do it. My wife makes me do this one every birthday. She says the only thing that I'm allowed to do on my birthday is respond to happy birthday messages. I'm not even allowed to do business. She actually takes my phone and put it in her purse because she knows the one place that I won't go in is her purse. Me trying to go in a woman's purse is like, it's wrong. I just don't see how men go in women's purses, but we're going to get on with this list because we got other stuff to do in a couple of minutes, all right? Put your phone away. Start a journal. Whether that I would prefer the journal to be a real book, but if you need to do it in a text format or you want to do it on computer or laptop, that's fine too. It's easier for some people find comfort in texting through their phone or on social media and things like that, and if that works for you, fine. But I would rather you make it a personal response. Read a book / listen to music. I would actually like for those to be two separate things. I think you should read a book without music, but I also think you should learn to get back into music. And not just the gangster shit. I love the gangster shit too, but find something. You ain't got to like Frank Sinatra, bitch, but put something on that ain't just all nigga this, bitch, hoes, slut, that. Sometimes you need just music. Find an instrumental. Find your favorite song and take the words out. Okay? At the end of the day, share three things that you are grateful for. Write them down on a piece of paper. And here's why you should do that. And you should do that regularly. Even if there's the same things every day for a while, you should do that regularly. Like I could give you one of my three things that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that my wife is finding her voice. I'm grateful that my daughter has a voice. And I'm happy that I'm able to be here to witness it. That's three things I'm grateful for. They were all the same thing, but that's how simple and how easy it is to build and start a list. And the very last one, the most important one, the most significant one, the most detrimental one. If you didn't write any of the other ones down, this is the one that you need to write down. This is the one that you need to put at the forefront of your mind, the forefront of your day, the forefront of who you are as a person. Remind yourself that you are worthy as often as you can. Notice it didn't say every day, as often. Just like how you're supposed to pray without ceasing, you should also give yourself praises and compliments without ceasing. Because the world itself is going to, not might, I promise you, the world is going to beat you down. Ladies, what y'all think about that list?
That was actually something that I kind of needed to hear.
Oh.
I'm just speechless right now.
Why? What happened?
because I've been having a bad couple of weeks and needing to put myself first was something that I needed to start doing. So.
Well, it's not start doing. Let's take that word start out. Let's say I am doing now. Words matter. So if you're going to start it, let's start it effective immediately. So let's start doing those things effective immediately. And so now let's not say start doing. Let's say I am doing. We'll be right back, guys, after this quick commercial break.
Shake your ass. Watch yourself. Shake your ass. Some of us are working for it. Shake your ass. Watch yourself. Shake your ass. I came here with my dick in my hand. Don't make me miss me with my foot in your ass. Be cool. And don't worry about time ripping the shit when I'm flipping what I'm kicking, nigga. This is what I do. I'm effervescing and I'm off that crescent. Ass is a full grown down the seventh motherfucking T-step. They don't fuck with me and they down, down. Y'all bitches can't get me and they wild. Pay yourself, fix in here, do that quick. I pot up for my boo novice and down up for my boo. You think I'm tricking, bitch? I ain't tripping. I'm buying if you got nice curves for your iceberg. Second here, I'm not gonna like it, do something to me. I'm just indecent proposal to make you do something with me. Fuck a dollar, girl, pick up this. And fuck a towel, girl, you need a real nigga. Off top, nigga, pop the turkey shit. Spin over, ho, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, watch yourself. Shake your ass.
Attention all your players and pimps right now in the place to be. I thought I told y'all niggas before, y'all niggas can't fuck with me. My tips ain't fun, no smoke or tea, no sir, cause that won't pay.
If
you feel you got the biggest one, the moment comes, shake your ass.
Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass. Show them what you got. I'm going to fire like I am. Chocolate and bow legs. When I'm running up behind her. Go ahead, keep it down. Pop it like, let the cock out. Real though, girl, don't lie. You know, you're going to go back to my house. The man right there won't get under there. That's right there. You spike the cage. You're going to have to get down there, Jeff. You better suck your head on them natural off this. You better been all the way over to dance off this. You got to go finish, but I know you do it way better. You're dead wrong. So if you told somebody niggas make noise and you pass by, get your fine ass on the floor, girl. Get your fucking song. Do your thing, don't be scared. Cause you don't get served. Get mine and you don't get germs. I'm gonna take your ass nuts. Raise it up to sugar tea spring.
Attention, all your plays and pimps right now in the place to be.
Hey, hey.
I thought I told y'all niggas before, y'all niggas can't fuck with me.
What?
Like this ain't fun, no smoke or tea, no sir, cause that won't pay.
What you're working with?
Got the biggest one. The mama come shake your ass.
Shake your ass. Watch yourself. Shake your ass. Show me what you're working with. Shake your ass. Watch yourself. Shake your ass. Show me what you're working with.
Make your fine health. I don't need all that. I got a job for you.
Braid it up, pimp it back. Break them handcuffs. Percolate the
move. Something. If they ask you what you're doing, say, ooh, nothing. And we've been doing the past two.
Something.
Beat that pussy up, not smooth. Fucking. Best bottom dollar. That pussy fire. You gon' holler about your top. Act like they will be bagging that stuff up. Girl in the club, that's what you got ass for.
Wobble, wobble, I'm infatuated.
Bitch by the dick like she making the pain. And I see that we gon' have to go to a quiet corner for just us doing. Don't worry about who looking this, she gon' do what you doing. Cause a nigga like me gon' get some work before I know the girl. Bitch, what's happening? Let them see, show the world.
Attention all your plays and pimps right now in the place to be.
Yeah, yeah, hey.
I thought I told y'all niggas before, y'all niggas can't fuck with me. My guess ain't fun, no smoke or tea, no sir, cause that won't pass.
What you working with?
You got the biggest one, the mama come shake your ass.
Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, and show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself.
Just so y'all know, these are all production managers' picks. Not one of these songs yet has been a me pick yet. I just want y'all to know that. Kalisha, Coco, I just want y'all to know, ain't now one of these songs yet has been a pick for me. These are all production manager picks tonight.
I'm fucking with it. I like it. I like it a lot.
I'm enjoying the music. So I was over here dancing.
Right.
When I came up with it, I was like, yo, I was finna be on some straight thug ratchet shit. She was like, no. She said, if we the B&B generation, we got to give them the whole circumference of it because we dance. Now, the one thing I could tell you about our generation versus their generation, I'm not hating on the TikTok, but I ain't going to lie, bro. I miss it just being with my friends, turning up, having a good time. I don't need no camera in front of me to dance and have no good time with no people.
Not at all.
Ooh, the dogs yelled at somebody. The dogs just yelled at somebody. All right, guys, we need to do what is it? What day it is? Birthdays? Where we at? Where we at? What day it is?
What day is it?
Let me go look. It's February the 16th. See, Coco new to the show, y'all. We're gonna help her with it. We're gonna get a hook with what day it is. All right, y'all. So, man, I miss you, say fucking and Helen being on the show for what day it is, birthdays, man. Like, Kalisha, you know what I mean. Production manager, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Like, I'm not going to lie. I miss the rest of my crew. I miss you, say fuck, y'all. If you don't know before we even do what day it is, I got to give a shout-out to my dog, you say fuck, man. Like, if you don't really know, her real name is Wendy. And I am so happy for my friend. Before we do what day it is, let me do a personal shout-out because a year and some change ago, my friend went through a lot. She went through a lot. It's not my job, it's not my business to tell someone else's business, but I'm going to tell you my dog went through a lot. My dog was mentally struggling. I commend our production manager for the love, the passion, the energy that she gave my dog, because my dog was going through a lot. And I tell people sometimes, there's some things and there's some words that a man just can't give a woman that a woman needs to get from another woman who's been there, been through it, or going through something similar. Just like I feel like sometimes a man needs to hear something from a man because a man can only put it in a perspective that another man can understand. Let me say this. I have nothing against the LGBTQ element OP, but sometimes in life it needs a man or a woman's perspective. Women, do you disagree?
Nope, not at all.
This is not a trample because everybody wants to get in their feelings. You want to pick at somebody because they this or you that. Sometimes you just can't show up and give an answer. I can't go give an answer from a Caucasian position because nobody's going to believe that I'm fucking Caucasian. Do I understand their plight? Do I see what they go through? Yes. A lot of my friends are Caucasian. I'm not saying that they don't have their own real life experiences, and sometimes they just don't really give no fucks about our problems because they dealing with their shit. That doesn't always mean they don't care. That just means they're dealing with their own issues. We all have issues sometimes. It's not a plight to say that because someone can't give you the attention that you feel like you deserve or you crave or you desire, it's not everybody else's fault. Sometimes they just can't give that to you. But when you do have the energy, when you do have the capacity to love, show up with that first. And my production manager did this to a complete stranger. She never met that girl a day in her life when she started helping her. But I'm proud to say that my friend now has a fresh fry in Little Rock, California. And I am happy for her. She has opened up her own business. And she's like, sex jerk, I can't even come on the show because I'm busy. I would rather my friend be busy than to be doing nothing and not be able to grow herself in the capacity that she needs to grow in. So shout out to you, Say Fuck. Shout out to Wendy. Your spot is always here. It's always available to you. Show up whenever you feel like it. All right? So let's do what day it is. What day it is brought to you by SCB Catering. If you like my meat in your mouth, then I would recommend that you go ahead and subscribe to SCB Catering. You can hit us at scbcatering@gmail.com. You can call us at 561-425-2519. Or, as always, you can go on Facebook, click in SCB Catering, and you can book us there as well. We are open for business. We take no contracts that has a minimum deposit less than $250. We are available. All right, let's do what day it is. Let's get into this because we need to get into this, and it is what day it is. So let me pull that up. I got stuff everywhere, so don't get mad at me, guys. I got stuff everywhere. So today is February the 16th. Today is National Almond Day. Okay. Today is National Do a Grouch a Favor Day. Woo, I don't know about that one. That one kind of tough. America, we're going to have to think about that one. Do a Grouch a Favor Day. That one's kind of tough. I don't know if I can participate in that one. We're going to have to discuss that one. Ladies, how y'all feel about that one?
Be nice to the mean one.
I'm not too sure about that one.
All right, so production manager, we're going to officially ban that one from the show. That can no longer make our what day it is list. I need you to just be a better person when you get to me. I can't celebrate you being in a fucked up state. If you want to be in a fucked up state, you got to go do that by yourself, away from me, without me. I'm not participating in you being a grouch. All right. We also have National Participation, National Margarita Day. Now, that one I can support, and that one I can get into. Because I can support that and I can get into it. I am a believer in getting a little bit tipsy. I wholeheartedly support tipsyism. All right, guys, I am going to have to end this show early. We are live on location, and it did decide to start raining, so we will come back to you our next show, because I'm not going to die for y'all. I love y'all, but I don't love y'all that much, so I'm going to go make sure I take care of myself first so I can be an available person to my family, because safety is always paramount, and that security tip is brought to you by Taylor Security Services. But we're going to end the show now. We will be back on Sunday. I'll put this show out for a replay for tonight. It'll be out on Spotify. But tomorrow, when you look up, we'll be advertising on Sunday. We're going to have Miss Sandra Rose in the building. She is a local real estate agent in Palm Beach County, and she's going to give us some tax tips, some housing tips, and just what you can do with that money to ascertain property in your life. So, production manager, take us out. I love y'all. God bless. Good night.